and Lloyd. Dad also had a sister, Dorothy, married named Dickerson, but she died of a brain aneurysm before I was born. On my mother's side, her maiden name was Meter, a nice German name too. Her parents were Edwin and Bertha, and a sister, Edith, from Augusta, Kansas. Dad owned and operated Wentling Upholstery, which his father had started, established 1930. My father's works consisted of going to someone's home and have them review furniture material replacement samples. They would choose one, and Dad would then load up their chair or couch in his green Ford truck and bring it back to what he called the shop. Here he would remove the old covering and recover the furniture with their material of choice. It was hard work, and as a result of this, Dad had outrageously strong hands and arms. He never lost at arm wrestling. Dad lovingly supported our family with his hard work. One early spring day in 1951, a Saturday I think, Dad decided to go fishing for catfish, channel cat, near the old swinging bridge which crossed over the Walnut River. Today it is covered by Lake El Dorado. He dearly loved fishing. And in order to give Mom a rest from my three-year-old energies, he took me along. It had been a rainy spring, so the river was up and muddy, which was a good time for catfishing, according to Dad. He cut a 5-foot branch off of a tree, a live cottonwood tree. He removed the small limbs and then tied on a line, weight, and a fish hook to the small end of the branch. For bait, he used perch, which he had purchased from a local bait shop. The branch, or pole, was then shoved into the muddy bank of the river as a limb line. Anyway, that is what he called it. As Dad prepared another line, I played nearby. As I was trying to toss rocks into the water, I came too close to the edge of the river. I slipped on the mud and fell in upstream from where Dad was. The strong current of the muddy brown cold water quickly carried me along. The current moved me away from the bank until I was a couple of feet from it. I flailed my short arms trying to grab at anything I could to save my life. I couldn't swim yet, so I went up and down like a cork. I got water in my nose and mouth, which caused me to cough, gag, and cry. As I passed the limb line, my arms reached out and I barely grabbed the end of the branch. My father heard my cries, so he grasped the pole and pulled me in, and I was saved. I shook from the cold as Dad held me upside down by my feet to drain out the water. Then he hugged me to warm me up. Later, when I had reached the age of understanding, my father recounted this story to me. Was it a coincidence I survived? If I had fallen downstream and not upstream, I might not be writing this. At around the age of 5, my parents bought a brand new house at 1714 Webb Street in El Dorado. We then moved from a rented house on the poor side of town, Riverside, where we had many friends, which were black folks and Indians. It was a nice larger home, cost $5,000. With 2 bedrooms, an attached garage, and a backyard, which was adjacent to the city's golf course driving range. Then, in September of 1953, I was enrolled in kindergarten at Skelly School. It was so named due to the gasoline refinery located nearby, which was owned by Skelly Oil. My siblings and I would attend this school grades 1 through 6. My very first teacher was a nice-looking thin lady with long brown hair named Mrs. Bloom. In kindergarten, she taught me many wonderful things. She taught me patience as I took naps on my little multicolored rug. She taught us to stay within the lines in our coloring books and to have hand-eye coordination as we made circles in our Indian head, red notebook, with a very large yellow pencil. She also mentioned that God made the world and all it contained. One day she brought her bird, a pet parakeet, to class. I really enjoyed watching that little blue-green bird. We all enjoyed listening to the bird songs. A few weeks later it made a nest and laid 2 very small white eggs. She sat on them for weeks and then they hatched. I marveled at how those little naked creatures got into those eggshells. The mom fed them and they grew and grew until they looked just like her. I thought, how wonderful.